They tried to paralyze the country. Public transport workers blocked roads across Lebanon in the hope the authorities will improve their living conditions. An international increase in fuel costs is adding pressure to their financial challenges, but it's the rapid depreciation of the local currency that made petrol unaffordable for many.
We demand they fix the dollar rate so we can live. We can't survive with the fuel prices. We can't feed our children. We are in pain.
Lebanon's inflation has reached triple digits and is among the highest in the world. That's led to fuel consumption falling by nearly half, as many people are no longer able to afford using their cars. Filling them with fuel costs more than their monthly minimum wage. That's now worth $20.
Taking the van to work is cheaper than using my car, but I still have to pay one-fourth of my salary for transportation.
A few months ago, the nearly bankrupt government lifted subsidies on fuel because of a lack of foreign reserves, and public transport costs increased by 400%.
I know people who are walking for kilometers because they can't afford to pay for the ride. Everything is too expensive.
The economic crisis is likely to worsen as politicians blamed for years of corruption don't have a recovery plan needed to unlock international financial aid.
We have to beg for money to survive. We are dying slowly. The situation is drastic.
Many people are also struggling with power outages lasting 22 hours a day because the state can't afford to buy enough fuel.
I pay 1,600,000 liras for private electricity. That is more than an average salary. What about the other bills?
Food inflation in Lebanon is among the highest in the world.
Most people in Lebanon are paid in the local currency at the official exchange rate of 1,500 liras to the U.S. dollar. But the prices of goods and commodities are based on a parallel market rate that's now more than 30,000 liras.
There doesn't seem to be a clear way out of the crisis. The government hasn't convened in 3 months because of political infighting. All the while, desperation among many is increasing in what was once a middle-class country. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.